This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Welcome into the zone. That's the Sports Zone here on AM 860, The Answer. And hopefully I'll have the answers for you, Josh and Scott, when it comes to the sports world, and especially fantasy. We'll get to fantasy in the second half of the show. We're going to start out with college football. But as I always love to do, I have to thank our military. Freedom isn't free. And our men and women in the blue patrolling the streets of Tampa Bay. God bless them. They just want to get home safe and sound, just like all of us from their day. So look out for those folks, our firemen out there fighting the fires, taking care of people in auto accidents. They're good people. Great organization there, too. Hillsborough County is a great county. We just need to budget a little bit better. Right, Scott Levinson? Is that fair to say, sir?
That would be nice. We are on the cusp of being the highest tax county in the state of Florida.
Lovely.
Fourth in the country.
That's wonderful. Last time I checked, let's not become Chicago. I'll let y'all figure that one out. But how about them Bears? Can they beat the Packers? We shall see, and we'll get to that in the second half of the show. That was Scott Levinson running for District 1 County Commissioner, and we're all rooting him in to make a change. You know, got to take care of the people on the streets, not the elites, baby. And he's the man with a clue, and we'll just leave it at that. So, Josh, Mr. FanDuel, how the heck are you doing, young man?
I'm doing great. The Noles are 3-0 for feels like the first time in a long time.
Long time, brother.
Gators almost slipped up against the Bulls last night.
Almost a choky choke.
Bucks with the big divisional game against the Saints today. It's a good time to be a football fan.
And, yes, it is.
And that's why, Patrick,
yes,
when we had the discussion last week and you knew this was coming.
Right.
That's why you play the games.
That's why you play.
That's why you play these lopsided, which you think are wasted games.
Ooh, easy no, now. Josh, what was the point spread in that ball
game? It was 14.
Okay,
no,
bro.
The Gator game?
Yeah.
It was 22, I think.
Oh, I thought it was
22. Okay, 22 to 28 in college, Scott. No. What about the game? Okay, please.
But even then, but Pat, I mean, again, we saw Notre Dame go down last week to who? Marshall or whoever it was.
No,
and we saw A&M
right.
go down to App State.
What was the score?
Come on.
What about
but
the
these,
Notre Dame?
These are schools that are getting some quality athletes, Josh. I'm not talking about your North Dakota Tech State games, okay?
Arkansas was struggling last night with an FCS school.
Just talking about Arkansas. Arkansas applying buff against Oklahoma State. That was a real good game, wasn't it? 63-7.
But you're only picking the blowouts. You're ignoring Arkansas yesterday. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter. Number 10 ranked team in the nation facing an FCS school. They're facing, Montana State, Missouri State, wherever Bobby Petrino landed after his car accident.
The Gators
motorcycle accident.
The Gators were ranked 12th in the country, which we know is a joke. And they were playing a team yesterday ranked 59th in the Yugoslavian League.
Oh, easy now. Easy.
Well, I mean, at USF, we all love them because they're the home team.
Yeah,
but
love the Bulls.
But you tell me how many people thought that game was going to be a three-point game.
No, nobody, nobody.
And with horrible calls that went against USF.
Yeah, well, the worst calls were that Alabama game. That was a joke. Sometimes you wonder. Sometimes you wonder. Robbie, I know you've been hanging in there patiently. What's on your mind, young man?
Yeah, I like that comment by Scott, but I don't think the Seminoles are going to go undefeated. Congratulations on beating Louisville. today I like the Saints over the Buccaneers. And also, what do you think about Roger Federer retiring? And thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Robbie. Yeah, God bless Roger, you know. It's kind of funny, you know, he's retiring. I would assume this will be Brady's last year. He'll be retiring officially. And, you know, it's amazing what's happening
in the
sports
world. Well,
it's
a great point. You saw Serena. It looks like it's going to be her last one. Then Federer, that's just in tennis. Like you're saying, Brady, you know, Jeter just retired. And it's been a few years now. But still, so for my generation, you know, all around it, these were our greats. These were our legends. Those were our GOATs, our Mount Rushmore. And
you're right.
It's a passing of the torch, if you will, that's happening right now. But it's great to see you in golf. You know, there's young talent that's around everything. Not that Tiger and Lefty have hung it up or anything, but tennis, young talent coming up. You see the young quarterbacks. You know, on Thursday night we saw Mahomes and Herbert. It's you know, there is. It's cool to see the generation.
Is, you know, Serena retiring now? You know, no doubt she's a mom now. She's not taking it as seriously. It's time.
Sure it is.
You know, Federer, it's time. I think some of these athletes hurt themselves by hanging around too long. And everyone says, well, it's their life. They could. I would so much like to see Tiger just be done.
Yeah, no, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, going out on top, Scott. You know, riding off in the sunset.
If he wants to play some on the senior, the majors, or, you know, I just think it's time for Tiger to be with Jack, Gary Player.
He's not quite 50 yet, but he's getting there.
But he's on that Mount Rushmore, no doubt.
Oh, yes.
It's time for him to be the honorary tee off.
Yes.
I mean, he's earned that at his young age already.
Yeah.
I just hate seeing athletes still play on the decline.
And you know what? Sorry, but Tiger was 2 under after the first round of the Masters this year. And that was one of the most exciting.
That's what he said. Let him play the major tournaments. Hang tough.
But again, for someone that, again, was able to, even if it was just for one round at that major, you were not going to tell him to be the honorary anything at anything because he thinks he can still compete at the highest level and compete for those majors. That's a pride check.
But you have guys like that all throughout the history of golf that have done that. You know, you see these guys come in and, you know, I hate to say it, you know, winning that major at that age, that's, you know, Jack at 46, this, that. Yeah. But you've seen the senior players that come back and play on the tour have one or two good rounds. You know, they can do that. The problem is walking those courses like the Masters. We watch it on TV. We can't even imagine the grades and what they're walking. It wears on these guys.
It can. No, the point you make is a good one, Scott. The craziness of it, back in the day, you kind of had to hang on for that extra year or two to make your bread. Nowadays, you don't have to. That's the blessing of today's sports, to where you don't have to hang on and do that. But I'd love to hear from the audience, 877-969-8600. Oh, we are the Florida Gator Radio Network here for Tampa Bay. And now, all you Gator fans, I want some calls. Are the Gators going to get to a decent bowl game, or is it not looking good for them?
How are they ranked 12th? They win one game and they jump 30 spots.
The Utes. Okay.
Come
on, man. The Utes. Nah, we've talked about it before, Scott. The rankings are a little silly. For the first 4 weeks of the year. Well, it's asinine if you want to know the truth.
At least the Gators, they have no run defense, but at least they can't throw the ball either.
Oh, Scotty voice.
How do you average 8 yards a carry? Get to the 1 yard line and throw the ball.
It does amaze me. Well, you outthink yourself, Scott. You try to get tricky, try to get cute, and then it
that was
dips
a quarter,
in the back seat.
By the way, he audibled out of that. That was a dead run, and he audibled out of that.
Well, he's a great athlete. I just don't know if he's ever going to evolve to be a great quarterback. In college, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a little easier in college with his type of skill set than obviously the pros, but I don't know. I don't know even with the college, you know, set now. They're finding ways to – you know, stop the athlete at quarterback versus the quarterback who's a passer. So we shall see. Should be an interesting year. I do agree with Robbie. I don't see the Noles going undefeated for the whole year, but
no,
I wouldn't be surprised if they only lose a couple games.
Well, I think for the first time in a long time, again, where the FSU-UF game and Thanksgiving at the end of the year will matter a
yes.
bit more. It'll have a bit more stakes to it. The Miami game is going to should matter a little bit more, even though they lost last night. But we could definitely – we're competitive again. We're winning the games we're supposed to be winning. There's a better feel about everything. And it was a bummer that Travis got hurt the other night, but that kid Rodemaker came in and he was slinging some ropes. You know
what
really
his
was.
New nickname is by me, right?
What is his new nickname?
Rudy. Let's go, Rudy. Rudy at Florida State,
the
baby.
The greatest football movie.
You know, he looks like a backup SEC quarterback, though. You know, with the hair and the look, everything. The name's Tate. He kind of has that sort of look. Travis is a little bit more composed. You know, he does better with his footwork, with the time management,
yes,
the clock,
does.
All that, but... It, you know, we'll see. He tweeted out something last night that the injury apparently isn't that bad, so we'll see how it goes. We've got Boston College coming up next Saturday back at Doak.
Good.
And we'll see how it goes.
Doak Campbell Stadium and Bobby Bowden Field, baby. Gotta love it.
There was a lot of interstate college games that you had the Owls against the Knights yesterday.
At the end there, pulled it out.
Yeah.
They kicked some butt, you know, at the end. So that was good to see. I loved it.
Florida football, man.
No, it's great. I mean, it's a great state for football. Two reasons. You back in the day, Josh, you know, and your dad will remember this, you had a lot of people from the Midwest, the Northeast, relocate to Tampa, Miami, Orlando. And what that brought was your big kids to block and protect the quarterback, because always had the speed here in Florida, always had the athletes, but never had that bulk up front. Till about the 60s and then the 70s. And that's what really transformed college football in the state of Florida to be something special. And let's give credit. Bobby Bowden coming to Florida State to be the head coach. Great recruiter. Spurrier going to the Gators. Howard Schnellenberger talked about, you know, FAU. You know, he got that program started in Boca Raton. And now you have him rocking in, you know, that place at least being competitive. So a lot of good football. I mean, I never thought we'd have FIU, FAU, the U, Central Florida, USF. You know, it's crazy.
Hey, I mean, you know, you remember, I don't know if you were up here yet, but going to watch the University of Tampa play.
Yeah, no,
back
I didn't make it up here.
Back in the day, yeah. Matusak. And
Freddie Solomon.
You know,
awesome.
we talk about these quarterbacks today.
Oh, Freddie
you
was
know,
the first.
Athlete. He was the originator of the athlete at quarterback.
Yes, he was.
You know, back in those days, you didn't have ESPN, you didn't have internet, so people didn't see him. No. And when he got to the NFL, he was a receiver.
Great one.
An amazing, you know, went in the Super Bowl. And
Joe Montana sure liked throwing to
but
him.
But to talk about these guys today, he was the
yes, he
the
was.
Football in Florida is always, you know, like you said, you have the athletes.
Yes, there's no question about it. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. Do the Bucks win today, or do they get upset? We'll be getting to that here in a few minutes. We'll take a quick timeout here on AM 860, The Answer, and we will take your calls at 877-969-8600. Love to hear what your thoughts are on NFL today and college from yesterday. We'll be back in just a couple.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Almost 80% of all U.S. households have at least one streaming service. I'm Kim Komando with two dirty secrets streaming companies don't want you to know, brought to you by NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system. Get one-of-a-kind flexible financing at netsuite.com/Kim. When you signed up for a streaming service, you probably just went with the offer that popped up because it seemed cheap. Secret number one, start thinking of your streaming costs on an annual basis. These big streaming companies use monthly costs to suck you in. Secret number two, you can save big bucks by going to a lower-tiered option that has advertising. For example, you can watch Hulu without ads for $13 a month or with ads for $7 a month. That's $72 savings per year. In November, you can cut your annual Netflix subscription costs in half by choosing a plan with ads. Try it. I bet you won't mind the ads, and you're going to save a ton of money at the same time. Get tech news and my advice to callers like you with my daily podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true when your business is growing fast, and even more true when there's a lot of uncertainty. Inflation is running rampant, supply chains are clogged, and the labor market is tight. What does that mean for margins? But not every business is in the dark. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Get visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. It's everything you need, all in one place. NetSuite helps identify rising costs, automate manual business processes, and shows you where to save money. Know your numbers, know your business. Get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us. A couple good messages there for you. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little more college football here to the bottom of the hour. Josh, I kind of want to go over the top 25. Scott, you know, is running for District 1 County Commissioner. Really rooting you in, buddy. We need a change here in Hillsborough.
Am I top 25?
You're top 25, brother.
I cracked the top 25.
You cracked the top 25 here in Hillsborough County to be elected. That's for daggum sure. Some of those people don't even belong dog catcher. It's just ridiculous. I love how people take a stance, and when that stance comes to their front door, oh, now wait a second. Isn't that great,
you
Scott?
You must be talking about the flights and buses.
You think? Man, just trying to get you to Sanctuary City, baby. Make you feel at home. Hey, now up at Martha's Vineyard, guess what? When they go have dinner, they can go, La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. It'll be great. It's going to be wonderful, Martha's Vineyard. How you hitting them?
That's just not right.
I'm just saying, it is what it is.
I actually found humor in that, and then the ones at Kamala's house.
Sure. Hey, Kamala, how you doing? You know, you're going to take a stance. Your mouth better cover your backside in two ways, physically and monetarily. So anyway, just had to show that out there. And I know you're a man of your word. Integrity is a big thing, Scott, and it's getting lost in our society. And that's what you're going to bring to the table come November, man. We need you bad. Josh, let's go down the top 25 to let all the people know what happened out there. Okay, if you and I could do that on your wonderful laptop there. Number one.
Georgia.
The Bulldogs, baby.
Yeah, they whooped South Carolina 48-7.
Yeah, figured that would happen.
One of those close to kickoffs.
Yes.
As it should. But, you know, that's SEC, Georgia. SEC. That's just Georgia being dominant.
Yes.
Alabama beat UL Monroe 63-7.
Yeah, that was a good game, Scott.
You see, you always pick the blowouts, though.
Yeah, and you always pick the 1 in 100. You freaking guy.
There
love
was
you,
more than 1 in 100 yesterday.
Okay, keep going down the list, bub.
Ohio State 77 to Toledo 21.
Oh, that's a good get. Now, let's talk about that for a second. Hey, Joe Weaver, love you, man. Great, great guy here at Salem. 77 points. You really need to run it up like that. I have a problem with that, Josh. Do you?
Patrick, you can't tell a defender that intercepts a ball fall down.
I understand that, but I don't know. You can do different things, Scott, not to get up to that level. But whatever. It just okay. Next game, Josh. I just hate the. I hate these scores. Go ahead.
Michigan beat UConn 59-0.
Oh, that's a good game. Go ahead.
Clemson beat Louisiana Tech 48-20.
Ooh, there's another good game.
But so now you have Oklahoma, number 6, 49, facing Nebraska,
okay,
which is a storied program in the conference. Fired Scott Frost,
yes,
all that. But again,
more frosty.
And it's just at 49-14. So there's a level of this where it's just there are certain teams that are just better than other teams.
Oh, I agree with that, Josh. There's some dominance.
We can't only pick the FCS schools unless you're advocating to just blow up the conferences and only have the top 25 teams face each other all season long.
Ooh. Did you just say that? I kind of like it. I like the way you're thinking.
Well,
young
now
man.
We're talking European soccer. What are we going to have, different levels?
Ooh, God, I like the way you two are talking. That's
an interesting concept. Stop.
Yes, yes, sir. Okay, go to the next game, Josh.
USC beat Fresno State 45-17.
Okay.
Oklahoma State beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 63-7.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game.
Number 9, Kentucky beat Youngstown State 31-0. But then again, totally number 10, Arkansas against Missouri State.
Okay.
It was only 38-27, and Arkansas was down late and was actually, if I remember correctly, it was plus 280 live underdog in the fourth quarter of the game.
Hmm.
I mean, you got to play the. And again, we're coming off of last week when you had A&M go down and Notre Dame go down.
Yeah.
Gators, number 12.
Is it possible
12?
They were overrated? Gators, overrated. Sorry for the Gator fans out there, but let's keep it real. Now, Florida State, truthfully, they'll get ranked in the top 25. Are they going to be there at the end of the year? That's going to be the question of the day. If they only lose a couple games, absolutely. And how they do on their bowl game.
If we get one win out of Clemson, Miami, Florida, depending on how Florida does,
right.
If we get at least one win between Clemson and Miami and win all the games we're supposed to win, if there's only two losses out of those three games,
exactly.
I think we're in.
Yeah, I think so. I think, then you're in a decent bowl game and a decent year. I like Norvell. I really wish him the best and hope he keeps plugging along. Okay, next game on the top 25, Josh.
So that was rounding out the top 10. Washington beat Michigan State, number 11 Michigan State. Again, Washington was favored, but even then, that was a number 11 team in the nation that lost.
That's a good game.
Number
though.
25, Oregon beat BYU 41-20. Speaking of that, these coaches, with all this fanfare, you got Scott Frost that gets fired up from Nebraska.
Right.
You've got Mel Tucker, all this Tuck Cummins stuff, and he's now lost. They struggled last night, and now he's lost to, it's interesting how we kind of pick and choose who we think is going to be good and who's not going to be good, and we give certain guys longer leashes than others.
The fact is that I believe, and especially now with this money seeping into college. It is and it's always been this way to a point, but the athletic directors at these colleges have no say any longer in who they hire or who they fire, especially with money coming in. This is decided when the big boosters say he's gone, he's gone. When the big boosters say, Scott Frost, we want to hire him because he's a story-fabled quarterback here.
Well, and he led USC
right,
to something special.
Right.
Let's get him.
And we're going to pay him the money. You're going to hire him. These athletic directors are beholden to these big donors now, even more than ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a side
business. And the more that money's allowed to buy these players – the more the donors are going to decide.
Well,
things.
When that first started was up at Florida State when all the boosters says it's time for Bobby to go. And they should have said, "Well, wait a second, man. The guys earned the right to go out on his own, but they don't care. They got the money and they say the heck with it." And the athletic director who liked Bobby, who played for Bobby, didn't want to fire him, but his hands were tied.
You either respond to your income or you don't.
Yeah, it's sad. No, very good points. All right, Josh, keep on going down the list to let everybody know.
Oregon 25 beat number 12 BYU.
Yeah.
A&M Aggies beat number 13 Miami.
Yeah, what's the
score? Jimbo bounced back.
It
was 17-9.
17-9, low scoring game.
Very low scoring game. That A&M team, that Miami team, it was very interesting.
Yeah, they both have quality. I think they matched up well, obviously, with that score, you know, defensively. Because a lot of these scores are ridiculous.
Just interesting how expectations frame things, because A&M entered the season with much higher expectations than Miami did.
Yes, big
and
time.
Yet you see where A&M, the fan base probably a little bit lower on them, whereas Miami, people are more optimistic because they've been down. And so it's, you know, just optics, expectations. It's always interesting how things are framed.
Yes, very much so.
Number 14, Utah beat San Diego State 35-7.
Okay.
Number 15, Tennessee beat Akron 63-6. Number 16, NC State beat Texas Tech 27-14. Number 17, Baylor beat Texas State 42-7. The Florida Gators barely eked out a win over the Bulls 31-28. So again, this number 18, Florida. They were a 3-touchdown favorite, barely won. Number 19, Wake Forest, barely beat Liberty, 37-36.
Yeah, there's a perfect example. I don't know if you watched that game.
No.
Liberty looked like they belonged in the top group. You got to play those games. I mean, Liberty could have won that game very easily.
Wake Forest is nothing to, you know.
They're playing Liberty.
Still, man. Liberty's.
Do you even know Liberty's colors?
Oh, you got me laughing. Come on, man. Speaking of that, how about the game day being in Appalachian State, Boone, North Carolina yesterday? I thought that was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. I like the cool story, Scott. But look, Josh went down the whole list. There's like 7 games that were silly, bro.
There were just as many. There were a couple of close games. There were upsets. You're picking and choosing. You're like the guy who only notices the red lights but not the green lights.
Wow.
That's important.
Yeah, it is kind
but
of
when you get when you get when you get when you finally make it, like when you came Scott. When you came in this morning, you know what I mean? When you're saying, "Gosh, I'm just always hitting every red light. I never see, even though you hit just as many green ones, but those don't stand out as much."
Yeah, no, you're right. There's a lot to be said.
Glass half empty versus glass half full.
Truly, Josh, it's got
one a week that you get that upset. I think it's worth it.
But there wasn't an upset. There was close games that shouldn't have been, but there nobody upset anybody.
We had two last week. We had Notre Dame losing to Marshall,
but again,
and A&M losing to App State.
Okay.
And did you see the App State finish? Yeah. That Hail Mary. That was amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Now, the App State game, okay, to me, yes, that was a real – because Texas A&M has a good program. You know, they do. They have a good football team, good program. App State to pull that, and they have the bread coming in there.
It's hilarious to me if you ever notice in their logo in the middle of the field at A&M, it literally says ATM.
ATM.
Literally ATM.
ATM, baby.
But you know, Patrick, some of the greatest memories in sports were the ones that were not supposed to happen. Leon Spinks beating Muhammad Ali. That wasn't supposed to happen. Come on, you know, the Chaminade, that's not, let's even make it a little bigger stage. The 69 Mets against Weaver's
Orioles
with Jim Palmer and that guy.
Yep.
They weren't supposed to even be there.
No, you're right. Now, there's some good stories. Again, that's pro we're talking. The college situation. Here's my point on that, Josh. Okay, at the end of the year when Notre Dame's ranked about 40th, okay, are we going to say that Marshall upset was that big of a deal? No, we're not. The App State beating Texas A&M when they're probably make the top 25? Yeah, so I'll give you one last week. I'm not going to give you two right now.
I mean,
at the end of the year,
I retract it. In my era, 1980-83-84,
yes.
Thanksgiving, Tulane goes to Florida State and beats Florida State.
Well, you don't want to talk about that.
I didn't say basketball. That was football.
No. You forgot what happened that year. They had a legal quarterback, and the old man was the head coach. So you don't want to talk about those bad days, bro.
But the point is,
they beat him illegally.
every game in college.
Woo!
But I think it's just you got to have that dreamer. You've got to have those kids at Appalachian State, at Marshall,
You know what's real funny, Scott? You don't realize the segue you just did That was beautiful. I was talking illegal, and you were talking dreamers. Isn't that funny how that works out in our real world, you know, too, sports know. Fans? And on that note, we're going to take a time out here on AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. We'll give you a little weather, a little news. Hang in there with us. When we come back, it's going to be fantasy time and pro football time. All you investors out there, you want to tune in. Josh and I will have some good info for you, and hopefully things will pan out. You'll get those last-minute touchdowns to get you the cover you need. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says tomorrow's state funeral for Queen Elizabeth is an unprecedented security challenge. Hundreds of thousands of people will pack central London for a service attended by 500 dignitaries from around the world. The Metropolitan Police say the, quote, hugely complex policing operation is the biggest in the history of the force, surpassing the London 2012 Olympic Games. As world leaders gather in New York next week for the annual UN General Assembly, China is also focusing on another UN meeting in Geneva. Chinese diplomats trying to thwart a possible call by the Human Rights Council for further scrutiny of its human rights record involving the Uyghur people. And a strong earthquake has rattled much of Taiwan today, toppling some buildings and trapping at least four people inside. No deaths or injuries reported. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com, on 100.3 FM, W229 DJ Dunedin, by downloading The Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour, only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today will be sunny to partly cloudy with a high 86. Today, a thunderstorm spots in the evening, otherwise partly cloudy with a low 75. Tomorrow, some sunshine. There'll be a shower and spots in the morning, followed by a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high will be 87. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. The high will be 88. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for hanging in there with us here on AM 860, The Answer, home of the Florida Gators. Nail biter, 31-28. They're still alive to get to a bowl game. This will be an interesting time. Will the FSU Noles beat the Florida Gators this year? That could be very interesting. Joshua, where is that game being played this year, if you know offhand? Doak Campbell or in the good old Swamp?
It is being played.
And that's Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It always,
I love that.
Yeah, it
I
always
do. I do. I think that's cool.
It is home at Doak.
At the Doak. Well, it gives Florida State a little bit of an advantage, I believe, but we shall see. Well, let's switch gears and go to the NFL, Josh, okay? We're going to go down the docket and dissect point spreads, the fantasy guys, and everything. We will save the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for last, okay, and the Saints. That's going to be an interesting game, to say the least, okay? As the phone goes off to say we shall pray for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, they're going to be in a good position this week, and we'll talk about it. Josh, let's start out with down in South Florida for all our fans that love the Miami Dolphins, because the people rooted for the Dolphins before the Bucs came here, and we're still around, okay? There's a few of us still old guys around rooting in the Dolphins, but we root in the Bucs too because they're the home team. Miami and Baltimore, what's the line in that game, Josh?
We've got 44. The over-under is 44, yes. And the spread is 3.5.
Interesting. I don't know if they get to the 44, Josh, but I wouldn't touch it.
I like the under.
You do like under, the under.
Yeah, I like the under first half, especially. I think it could pick up a little bit in the second half, but the first half under is about 21, 21 and a half, depending on where you get it.
Yeah.
But I do. I like the under in that game. I think maybe we're looking at like a Baltimore 21-17 win.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Roughly around there, maybe 24-17.
Yeah, that's how I see the game being done also. Let's talk. I don't know if anybody on that. There's nobody in the backfield for Baltimore that I put on fantasy. So we're not.
Well, if you went zero running back, if you started out with a bunch of wide receivers and your backfield isn't that great, Dobbins has been ruled out again. So right. Kenyon Drake will be the leader in the backfield. Again, if you've got a guy, if you're loaded at wide receiver and you're just looking for a running back to get volume, he's going to see 10 plus touches.
Well, sure.
He's not, you know, he had him last week. He didn't do anything with him. But again, being guaranteed that sort of volume is better than if you're trying to figure out who to play between, you know.
I don't know if Lamar, you know, I mean, obviously if you drafted him, you play him, but I don't know if he's, for FanDuel purposes, I don't know if he's your quarterback this
week. Lamar situation is very, very, very interesting because of his whole contract thing. There's a very, very real possibility that he doesn't run as much this year because he wants to preserve his body because he doesn't want to get hurt and cost himself more money. I would never accuse someone of doing that outright, but it's definite, just common sense, caring about yourself, CYA.
I think he'll still run, but he'll get down quicker, and he's not going to run up the middle.
Yeah.
And that's all. And when they're by the goal line, he's not going to try to get cute and get between the tackles and get pummeled and spun around like Nat Moore did back in the day, as my buddy Scott Levinson remembers that play both of us did. That was one of the coolest plays, the helicopter play with Nat Moore.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
It's something to definitely be cognizant of.
Talking about that, Josh, we'll get off of the go to the back room of NFL football. I think some of the thing is because he's his own agent, and a lot of the NFL doesn't like that, man. A lot of the ownership doesn't like it.
110%.
You know, and it's like, hey, man, I can negotiate for myself. I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I respect that.
Other agents don't like it either. So you have a lot of powers that be that do not want him to get paid to negotiate for himself, because then that costs a lot of other people that aren't, in the old boys club that, are going to miss out on their dollars that they're expecting. So just something to note. He's the type of guy that's averaged over 10 carries a game for his career. He only rushed 6 times last week.
Gotcha.
So something to be caught. But like you said, so you're starting him if you drafted him, regardless. Yeah. FanDuel, maybe you might want to see somewhere else.
Well, it's just funny. Look, Deshaun Watson has a representative attorney, and look at all the money he gets paid, and he's not even play for more than half the year. So that tells you something about, is he going to get the big contract or not? I'm looking forward to seeing if that happens. I'd love to hear from the audience, 877-969-8600. Feel free to call in. We'll take your calls and answer your questions. All right, Josh, let's get to the next game.
Jets at Browns.
Yeah.
Got Browns by 6.5, over under 38.5.
Yeah, I don't like the total in that game, period. I think it will be low scoring, but you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to come of that game. You know, we'll see what Brissett does with the rest of the group there and the Jets. We'll see Flacco's starting again, and I just don't know what's going to happen there.
You just fade Joe Flacco. It's very simple. If Joe Flacco is starting, you bet on the other team, and that's it.
Good one. All right, next game.
Well, that's simple.
That was simple.
That's it. As far as like fantasy backfield situation, Breece Hall and Michael Carter are going to continue to split touches. Michael Carter will be the RB1. They'll probably switch roles later in the season as Hall gets better. The Browns, you're starting Chubb, you're starting Hunt.
Chubby!
Donovan Peoples-Jones got a lot of targets. He's worth holding on to.
DJP could be something special. Now, is Njoku back, or is he, because he missed practice?
Okay. Oh, is he playing? You're saying is he playing? The injury reports just came out. I can check.
Okay.
Yeah, he's another, you know, certainly a solid, decent tight end, though.
Well, I'm just saying he left practice Thursday for personal reasons. I hope everything's okay, and you know, he's ready to go. Good. All right, next game, Josh.
We have Colts Jaguars.
That's an interesting one to me. You know, I'm going to see what Matt Ryan has, Mr. Lawrence, Mr. Etienne. People don't realize that was his first NFL regular season game last week. Obviously, he wasn't going to come out looking like Walter Payton. I think he'll do a little bit better. And if I'm not mistaken, Josh, James Robinson is not playing today. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's incorrect.
James Robinson will be playing then. Okay. I heard some things that were saying that he might not play or not get as many touches.
Him and Etienne are going to split touches. That's the expectation. That, again, you know, that's
Christian Kirk has turned out to be one heck of a wide receiver. That's only one game, but man, he could be.
He's nice. Zay Jones came back from the dead and was actually productive last week for them. But Colts have a ton of injuries.
Yeah, Pittman's out.
Pittman's out. They've got some other interior non fantasy guys that are so could be a trap game. You got a home divisional dog. I definitely lean taking the points. You know, if you have Jonathan Taylor, a deeper guy. For deeper leagues that people don't kind of talk about as much, Paris Campbell for the Colts is nice, but even Ashton Doolin is a very talented wide receiver for the Colts, dealt with some injuries, hasn't had, you know, T.Y. Hilton, Michael Pittman, some other guys ahead of him. He's definitely worth a look if you need a dart throw, if Pittman got hurt. Julio Jones, who was just ruled out, I know we haven't gotten to that game yet, but if you need a fill-in wide receiver, Gabe Davis might be out tomorrow night. So.
That's true.
Ashton Doolin is could be a late round guy to add in.
Good
there.
Information for the fans out there, Josh. Okay, next game, sir.
You said we want to wait Bucks last. So Panthers Giants.
You know, do the Giants get on a roll after last week? They might. I mean, the coach did a lot of things that weren't, you know, customary, but it worked out. He kind of did a Joe Madden. Speaking about our Rays, they need to get it going again, and we'll get a chance to talk about them hopefully next week. Josh. I think the Giants are going to win that game. What's your thoughts?
I also think the Giants are going to win that game. Yeah. It'll be, you know, maybe 24-17 again, right around there. Pretty low scoring. Saquon looked amazing last week.
Didn't he, though?
Those wide receivers are a mess. Yeah. The Wandell Robinson, the rookie they drafted, is out. Kadarius Toney played 7 snaps last week.
Yeah, what was that?
Wasn't targeted at all, but he had 2 rush attempts and looked amazing. Like gained 23 yards, explosive, breaking tackles, cutting, looking like best athlete on the field. So clue what's going on there. They're just two weird teams. Baker Mayfield looked fine last week against the Browns. I was really hoping he could have pulled that off. It would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Again, if you have McCaffrey, if you have Saquon, you're starting him. DJ Moore, don't give up on him. I know he's not a sexy name, but he's going to be the better receiver there.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I got him. I'm playing him today in my league.
He's fine. Robbie Anderson did well. He's brilliant. That's a classic sell high type situation, you know?
Yeah. Well, Robbie's always good for those couple games of, you know, 100-plus yards and a touchdown or two on a long gainer. And if you're in a league that has bonus points, that week he can sure be something special for you. All right, Josh, next game, young man.
We are New England and the Steelers.
That's a great game to talk about. Mitch Trubisky. Okay, is he worthy of maybe, you know, a start this week as far as if you're in a dual quarterback league, Josh?
No.
Nope, you wouldn't do it. No. Okay.
That offensive line is really bad.
What about Najee Harris? How do you think he's going to fare the whole year, man? This isn't looking good.
He was a stay away for me because of that offensive line. He's a great talent. There's no doubt about that. But I'm worried about the workload, that his body's not going to be able to hold up well.
And even if he really gets hurt and they say, look, it just can't play. I don't know if this kid Jalen can be the answer there.
No.
Because of the offensive line.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who you have back there. It's just not going to make a difference. I think Najee, if he does stay healthy, you're looking at a lot of
Pittsburgh's going to win that game, but I know it's hard to believe New England will lose 2 in a row, but...
No, I don't buy into that at all. Those are silly trends. I think the Steelers are very much a live dog in this situation. They're getting 3 points. I think they could definitely win.
Yeah, they could win outright.
Yeah, everyone wants to say that about Belichick and the Patriots. Oh, my gosh, the Steelers are just as well coached. Mike Tomlin has been around.
Thank you.
He's been doing it forever. Probably had to deal with a lot more than Belichick ever did, considering what we've seen with Big Ben and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and... Joey Porter, James Harrison. I mean,
he's dealt with some characters. We'll put it like that. Okay.
And they're always competitive. So,
Are we to the 4 o'clock games yet, or do we have still some 1 o'clockers?
Washington, Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to load up on fantasy on those two teams.
Well, it's a Lions. The line moved, but Lions, for the first time since what feels like before I was born, were favored at one point this week. It was only by a point or so, but still interesting. They, you know, people like Dan Campbell. They got that Hard Knocks boost.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift is a great, great talent. Lions.
We'll see how long that lasts.
We'll see. The Lions block really well. They're going to run the ball. Jared Goff isn't going to be able to come back against you, but DeAndre Swift could be a definitely a, you know, type of guy that gets the volume, gets the yards.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Hey, we're going to take another quick timeout here on AM 860. The Answer with the Sports Zone. When we come back, we'll finish up with the 4 o'clock game, the Sunday night special, and the two Monday night specials. So hang in there with us. We'll be back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Mike Gallagher wants to talk issues.
There's a reason Biden and Kamala Harris and the mainstream media is focusing on Trump. And it feels like a betrayal, but it's not. Trumpism is on the ballot. The Trump agenda, the Trump doctrine of putting America first is on the ballot. He's not on the ballot. So let's keep our powder dry for the next 57 days and talk about the wrecked economy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 860. The Answer and theanswertampa.com.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Every morning when we rise, a day of brand new opportunities await us. The truth is, the Bible tells us we begin each day with a fresh slate, a fresh canvas from all the previous days. In those early moments of the dawn, we make a most important choice to set our course for the entire day. We can either choose a mind of optimism and determination, or a sense of negative monotony and discouragement. The choice we embrace will chart our course for the rest of the day. As our mind thinketh, so will our body take us. Be on guard to dispatch discouragement from your mind whenever and wherever it rears its ugly head. With God's help, you can be an overcomer no matter the challenge that lies before you today. Running the race of life is a long-distance endurance, not a 100-yard dash. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Folks, welcome into the Sports Zone. We appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. We're going to finish up the 4 o'clock game and the 8 o'clock and the 2 tomorrow, and we'll finish out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New Orleans Saints. First 4 o'clock game on the docket, Josh.
Seattle, San Francisco.
Ooh, interesting game. Seattle.
Is it raining?
Yeah, they got a fortunate win.
That was ugly. Good God.
Yeah, that was weird. Now, San Fran, I think, comes back and wins that game, Josh, and it's tough coming off a tough Monday nighter like that. Would you agree?
Yeah, San Fran's going to beat Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. So it should be a good ball game, though.
Kyle Shanahan is not as dumb as Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, that.
Easy now. Well, he made a mistake.
No, he did not make. Okay. If you call that a mistake, that's incompetence. A mistake would imply that he knew the right thing to do and just forgot.
Yeah.
No, he needs to lock himself in. He needs to let the assistants take care of coaching and do the practices for the next week or two. He needs to go watch film and just study fourth quarter situations and go over and over again. What would I do? That's what I would do in this situation. All right, let's run it back and do it again. What would you do? Well, that's what I would do in this situation. And every single time, you know what he wouldn't do? He would not let the clock run down and then do a 4th-and-5 field goal, 64-yard.
Yeah, that was
one of the dumbest things that I have seen from an NFL coach in a very long time.
I'll agree. And
I know.
There's no reason to protect him.
Here's a little
tidbit
for that game. Pete Carroll, oldest coach in the NFL.
70 years old, man.
No, he's older than that.
No.
Belichick's 70. I thought Pete Carroll was 70. How old?
I mean, you're nitpicking. He's 71.
Okay.
He just turned 71 3 days ago, actually.
But it's him, then Bill. I didn't know that.
Bill's 70. Then Saban in college is 70. Andy Reid's like 64. But, yeah, they're the two old guys.
Marv Levy for the Bills, baby.
You don't look at Pete Carroll as that old. That guy is just energy. He really is.
That's going to be – do you take a shot with Jeff Wilson Jr. for San Fran? You think, or is that too much of a reach, Joe?
This is the week you play him if you're going to. I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. I think they're going to wind up going down to a rookie, the Tyrion Davis Price or Jordan Mason, whatever the guy's name is. So, yeah, if you spent budget on Jeff Wilson, you spent a top waiver claim, you got to play him this week.
Metcalf might be an okay play, and if you have to, Rashard Penny, if you're in a deep situation. Could be interesting.
Penny to me would have been a great sell high guy after last week because Denver's run defense isn't good.
No, it's not.
It's just not, and I think that had more to do with him exploiting a bad matchup than actually being talented. So, if you haven't Metcalf, you're starting him. But Debo, you're starting him for the Niners. Kittle's probably not going to play, but none of those backup tight ends are worth a while. So,
no, they're not. All right, next game, brother.
Falcons, Rams.
The Rams do regroup, and I believe they put it on the Falcons pretty good. At least I hope so.
Yeah, I like the over there. I think you have some garbage time viability.
That's my survivor pick this week, so don't let me down, Rams.
There you go. 31-21, something like that.
Good deal. I like it, Josh. Next one.
Houston at Denver.
I think Russell Wilson in the group rebounds, and that would be my other knockout pick, the Broncos. So hopefully they both come through for Junior and myself, and we shall see what happens there. I don't know of anybody really to play. I mean, Judy had a nice game. Sutton will have a nice game. So we'll see in Russell Wilson, too. So that could be a good matchup. Houston, I think Cooks will get his catches and carries. And we'll see how Davis does. And you mentioned the Denver's rush defense. You know what? They might run the ball okay this week. So.
Yeah, you got Damian Pierce and Rex Burkhead, which kind of
Mr. Burkhead.
Yep.
So, all right. Next one, my man.
Cardinals at Raiders.
The Raiders. Can they go 2 in a row and Cardinals go 0-2. That one I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I can't tell you who's going to win that game. I mean, it should be a good one, though. What's the over-under in that, Josh?
It should be a shootout. 51.5.
Yeah.
And lean over there. For Arizona, you've got Hopkins is still suspended. Rondale Moore's out. Andy Isabella is out. So the kid who stood up last week is Greg Dortch. He's the one that you want to look at. PPR, value.
He's not a FanDuel bad play either because if he can catch a touchdown and 60 yards and 5 balls, that'd be a nice little flex guy for the price point, let me tell you.
Props, FanDuel, that sort of thing. Yeah, he's a nice little ad. Definitely a nice play. And then for the Raiders, kind of fun fact.
I need Derek Carr, baby. Come on, Derek, throw me three.
He has a history of always bouncing back really well after a bad game, which he had last week. Yes, and also, fun little fact, Devontae Adams apparently spent an exorbitant amount of money on a suite so that his whole family, his grandparents, could come and watch him for the first time ever because I guess they never watched him play in Green
Bay. That's cool.
So, really, if you buy into those narratives and that sort of thing, Adams has a little extra to play for today.
Very nice. Well, it should be a great game, so I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
Cincinnati at Dallas.
Cooper Rush at quarterback. Poor Dak Prescott hurt again, man. That guy can't seem to nip this injury bug, man. Great talent, great kid. Just, I'd like to see him do well. You know what? I think Dallas will give him a game, though. I think they'll rise to the occasion, Josh, and give him heck after that debacle against the Bucs last Sunday. But we'll see. You don't think so. I can tell by your face. You think it's going to be rough, huh? You think since he's going to put it on him? Okay. Yep. And I know since he got a bad beat, against the Steelers last week, too. So that's not going to help Dallas' situation. But it should be a decent game. Next one, Josh.
That was the last 4 o'clock game.
Beautiful, man. And who's playing to kick it off? The Bears and the Packers tonight, right? Little 8:20 kickoff.
At Lambeau. Packers' defense line is going to crush Chicago's offensive line, regardless of Aaron Rodgers and whatever's happening on that side of the ball. It's going to be really tough for Chicago to move.
There we go. Well, let's talk about the Bucs, baby. Bucs in New Orleans. You would think, okay, Kamara's out. Okay, Jameis. Will he do well against his team? You got Michael Thomas, who surprised me, looked good. I thought he'd be a little bit more rusty, Josh. You have the Olave kid. He doesn't look that bad. Jarvis Landry, one of my favorite wide receivers of all time, from the Dolphins and then to the Browns and now to the Saints. That kid always gave 110%, and I love that about him. And that's, you know, it's hard to do, man, sometimes. It really is. You should, because you're getting paid to be a professional athlete, but to just, no matter what, go all out. So I don't know how New Orleans can keep up with them. But, again, division games, crazy things happen. You know, the Bucs, last time they beat New Orleans in New Orleans, you know who was quarterback? As your dad calls him, Santa Claus, okay? Mr. Fitzpatrick. So, yep. You know, what the heck,
that's,
man?
That's true.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. Josh, give me your prediction on the game.
Saints win by three.
Saints win by three.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the Saints injuries that we won. The Bucs are banged up, too. We've still, our offensive line, like.
Wow. Okay.
Last week was not about the Bucs being good. Last week was about the Cowboys being very bad.
Thank you.
There's nothing that we should take away about the Bucs or anything like that from last week. Brady does not have the same any. This is going to be a very mediocre season for the Buccaneers. Very, very mediocre season. You're going to see that today.
10-7, 11-6.
10-7.
Okay.
If that.
Wow.
I'll say it again. I said last week, Bucs by 9.
Wow.
If you remember.
You did.
And I'm going to say it this week. Again, I think people are not watching the strengths of the Bucs.
Okay.
Right now, when you look at our defense, those two big boys in the middle are eating up a lot of space.
Yes, they are.
What I noticed this past week was watching Lavonte David and White work together. Nobody's getting to that second level around those two big guys. Yeah. They are learning to work together. It's not Lavonte David having to cover for White anymore.
No, it's not.
They are dominant.
No.
You're right. I just think, you know, I got the Bucs by 6.
Okay. And you made a good point. You know what? Let's talk about strengths, not weaknesses, right, Scott? And your strengths for running for District 1 County Commissioner?
Yes, sir. Yes,
what's your
sir.
Strengths? Give me some of your strengths, pal.
Guys, first thing is I am a big no tax guy. Keep an eye on this transportation tax. It doesn't fix your roads. Don't believe it. Don't buy it. There's nothing in there that's fixing or widening your roads. And what we need to look at is taxes, safety, and security in our streets.
Amen, Scott. This is the guy you want to vote for. It's going to be here in less than 2 months, people. Get ready to get out there and vote. Get to the polls. Vote, okay? Let's make a change here in Hillsborough County. We're a better county than this and a better city than this. God bless Tampa Bay.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.